Life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity. That means is an enemy of God. It's like a set in opposition. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. As much as you'd like to think that you can control yourself, you know, the carnal mind, the mind that dwells on carnality, is actually enmity against God. Because honestly, God doesn't want us to save ourselves. He wants to save us His way. He wants to give us a gift. Salvation is of God. Like I said, if it was possible for a man to turn from his own sins, and I mean all of them, and to be make himself completely acceptable to God on his own, then if he had made that possible, then I suppose that's what he would ask us to do. And then we could work out our salvation without, you know, it does say work out your own salvation, but that's about, you're working it out with God. Working it out to me is, okay, I need this tool, Lord. He's like your boss. You know, you can't provide, if you don't have the necessary tools, you can't do the job. And he has to give you the tools. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Verse 8, so they can say, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And that's the point he said before in chapter 7. You know, when you were in the flesh, you are not in the flesh now. You know, right? Now, but we are literally in the flesh. I mean, you're in your body. But that's not, you know, the body itself, like your physical body isn't evil. There is sin dwelling in your body that makes the carnal desires come forth, and that's evil. But in the flesh, in this present world, you can be made by the power of God to live a life that is godly. And that's the whole purpose of life, really. While you're still, I mean, we want to be saved from the lake of fire, but you don't understand. But for a Christian, that's not even on the table. We are just trying to follow, we are trying to become like Christ. You know how different that is from the lake of fire? That's like 180 degrees in two different directions. It's not like we're just trying to miss the lake of fire by the skin of our teeth by being okay, but mostly like the rest of the world. No, we're trying to be completely different. We're trying to be like Him. We want to be images of Christ. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So be it that the Spirit of God dwell. If any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of His. Meaning you have to. God has to take possession of you. Okay. And you know, I say to people who have the Spirit of God, do not use this scripture to hammer people that have not the Spirit of God. Unless you are someone who despises the forbearance of God and the riches of His goodness and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth you to repentance. It says that those who seek the Spirit of God will get the Spirit of God. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. All right, but for those of you who have not the Spirit of God, you need to get the Spirit of God. Just like everything else, it must be sought diligently. Sometimes God will give us things at the drop of a hat, or it seems like it. I mean, I was drunk and without the Spirit for 14 years, and I questioned. I asked God, I'm like, God, am I lacking your Spirit? Give me your Spirit. And He didn't give it to me all the times I asked over a period of 14 years. Okay? Then one day He gave it to me. Out of the blue. I mean, not quite out of the blue, but I mean, almost like out of the blue. I mean, it was a very special set of events that led me to that point. But He gave the Spirit. I knew other people who, soon after hearing of that, wanted to get the Spirit right away. But they ended up waiting almost like 3 years before they got the Spirit. And I've seen some people get the Spirit. You know, it is not... What it's like anything. It's like Some people get delivered from some sins right away, you know, and other things linger. In order to obtain, God has said that we need to be diligent. We have to continue seeking. He doesn't want to dump everything on us all at once, even though it's all good. He's not going to give it all to us at once. He wants to do it progressively. And that's my experience. And while maybe some people, you know, the apostles, I don't know, some people have had like instantaneous, psh, I look at Peter and I see a progression. You know, like he was Christ, he had the faith of Christ, correct, and, you know, but then he denied Christ, but then, you know, then he came to the point where it was like he dissimulated and he was not eating with the Gentiles, you know, and Paul says he was to be blamed, right? But you know what, after that, Peter may have dissimulated, but he didn't go back and dissimulate again. You know, and then you see a progression in that. And so I take heart in the lesson of Peter. And sometimes some of us have to be hard lessons for other people. That's about, remember when it said, tribulation works patience, and patience experience. Experience teaches us many things. And one of them, I believe, is that perseverance and diligence is what is your greatest asset. When you want to seek the things, the promises of God, you have to be diligent. You have to persevere. You don't give up. And if you start to give up, stop giving up, and start believing again. It's the only thing I can counsel. Because by faith you will obtain everything. The Spirit, you know, you obtain baptism by faith. You do. It comes by faith. It doesn't come by, people say, by works. No. It's faith. It's not about works, it's about faith. Because you believe God. You don't get baptized. You know why you get baptized? You don't get baptized because it's a work I gotta do. No, because you are being buried. And you're being raised from the dead. See, believe that. That's why you're being baptized. You're being baptized so you can be baptized into the death of Jesus Christ. See, that's where faith comes in. It's not about, okay, I need to fulfill this ritual in order, like circumcision. I need to fulfill this ritual in order to be a Jew. Or I need to fulfill this ritual in order to be a Christian. No, that works death. But you do it according to faith. Which is, you believe what the scriptures say, and when you do it, it's according to faith.